The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Let me begin by sending our wishes and mutabrikat to our living Imam, Ajalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. And to each and every one of you, we wish Eid Mubarak, inshaAllah. Every Shahru Ramadan, you know, I find myself beginning the same way, but with very similar emotions, very mixed emotions. And I'm sure that I am not the only one who feels this. And I feel that this is a very important recognition to be able to look within our emotions to find out why we are feeling the way that we are. I find myself on one hand to feel extremely grateful. If there was another word that I could say to describe even how I feel in more detail, I am at a loss for it, but I am grateful. I am grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we were able to fast this entire month. I was grateful that we were able to pray, that we were able to come together as a community. You know, 2 years went by of Shahru Ramadan where we were not able to join each other, come together, worship together, pray together, and even eat together. And this is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who really makes us recognize the value of a community. Yeah, and so we are overwhelmed with a sense of gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are grateful that He has given us enough life to see the entire month. You know, just to be alive in the month of Ramadan is a blessing. And even though we may feel as though we did not accomplish much or we could have done more, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, in His infinite mercy, just from participating in the month of Ramadan, gives us blessings. And one of the main blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides to each and every one of us is the forgiveness of our sins. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa Ali. He's reported to have said in a tradition, wa'alamu ibadallah, that know all the servants of God, that anna adna ma lis-sa'imin wa sa'imat, that the least amount that a fasting man or a fasting woman get, أَنْ يُنَادِيهِمْ مَلَكٌ فِي آخِرِ يَوْمٍ مِنْ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانٍ, that an angel will call out to everyone on the last day of Shahru Ramadan and say, أَبْشِرُوا, congratulations or glad tidings, O the servants of God, فَقَدْ غُفِرَ لَكُمْ مَا سَلَفَ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ, that all of your sins have been forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have been given a fresh start. Not in life do we often get an opportunity for a fresh start. It's up to us now to see what we do with this fresh start. And I'm also grateful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us that we can be obedient to Him. You know, for 30 days or 29 fasts, we did exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted, that we avoided the things that He said to avoid and to do the things. And that obedience, inshallah, carries on. But of course, yeah, there is a sense of a bit of sadness and melancholy as well. So there is one side where we are grateful and happy. But at the same time, you know, we don't know if we will get this opportunity again next year. And so we feel a sense of wanting, a sense of desire to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will no doubt, right, miss the benefits associated with this month. You know, as I said, just being alive, breathing was ibadat, sleeping was ibadat, everything was amplified and magnified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so when you miss out on something as valuable as that, it should bring about a sense of sadness, a bit of missing. And this is why our fourth Imam As-Sajjad alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam, Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. When we read the dua last night for wida, of bidding farewell to the month, there's a very beautiful line in there. He says, فَنَحْنُ مُوَدِّعُوهُ وِدَاءَ مَنْ عَزَّ فِرَاقُهُ عَلَيْنَا. He says, we bid farewell to this month as the one whose parting pains us. It pains us. Yeah, I hope it pains us, because I think that's a very beautiful sign. None of us will miss the hunger and thirst, of course. But the rest of the beauty and the charm associated with this month is something that we will miss. You know, I remember when my family and I were in the Hauza, yeah? And when we were in the Hauza, we were able to do so much as far as us being dedicated to God. You know, we were able to, for example, spend a ton of time reading and studying. We were able to spend a lot of time in ibadat, types of ibadat that I have not been able to duplicate today because it afforded us that opportunity. And you know, there was something in my mind that says maybe this is what it means to be in service to God. That if I am in service to God, I have decided to leave my work, leave my house, and I have decided to spend 4 years in service to God, maybe this is how it will be. And then someone really wise, really, really wise, you know, they cautioned us. And they said that, you know, this is this Hauza life that you are living right now. The lack of worries, the lack of financial stress, the lack of distractions. They said, this is not real life. Yeah. They said, you are in a bubble right now. You know, we're all familiar with the bubble, with the sports and what happened to the sports, right? It was a confined atmosphere that was controlled. And Hauza life was controlled for us. We were spared from distractions. We were spared from the challenges that we face on a day-to-day basis. And so we were able to do all these other things. But they reminded us this, that this is not real life. Real life will come after you leave the Hauza. Upon a lot of reflection, I find that Shahru Ramadan is very similar. Okay? In Shahru Ramadan, we were able to do so much, so much. We were able to read so much of the Holy Quran. We were able to read so many du'as that we may not read again in the whole year what we did in this month of Ramadan. We were able to come to mosque for 29, 30 days straight. And now for Eid we came. We were able to be generous. Even if we weren't generous, we had to pay Zakat al-Fitrah today. And so we were forced to be generous. All of these things happen, right? But this is not real life, yeah? All of these things we were able to accomplish not because of anything you or I did. It was because the mercy of Allah was pouring down on each and every one of us. Yeah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala held back certain distractions. He held back certain obstacles from our way that allowed us to realize that how beautiful it is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in both of these examples, right? The main responsibility that we had was to exert ourselves during that bubble to the best of our ability. In the Hauza, the aim was to exert yourself completely in the work that you were doing. Why? So that you will benefit yourself and the community when you leave that bubble. Likewise, in the month of Ramadan, the expectation for you and I was to exert ourselves as much as possible. Yeah, sleepless nights, late nights, early morning wake-ups, tiredness, all of this, we did it. We exerted ourselves, but for what? So that our life can be beautiful after Shahru Ramadan. Yeah, the continuation is what is expected from each and every one of us. Many of us are ready to close this chapter, yeah, and put it in a shelf and say, see you next year, inshallah. No, this book needs to be open now. Yeah, the work needs to be carried forward now. The work needs to be put into effect now, because now real life kicks in. Yeah, the mercy of God is always going to be there, but the distractions are going to be amplified, and more so than anything, you know, we have to save ourselves from ourselves. Yeah, we all have tendencies. We all have certain things that we fought really hard not to do in the month of Ramadan. Yeah, so many people I spoke to, right? They say, you know, I didn't stream anything in the month of Ramadan. Excellent, right? Because they knew that maybe some of the content was problematic, right? So now still be more vigilant when it comes to that. When you look at the things that we accomplished, they are beautiful. Yeah, I can't stress this enough. We read so much of the Holy Quran, right? Whether we did so intentionally or even at mosque on the 23rd night, we read so many chapters of the Quran. The aim now is that I carry that forward and still continue to read the Holy Quran. We mentioned last night, you know, and I advise myself and I'm advising you that we read for so many nights. Today, don't abandon the Quran. Yeah, today is the day of Eid. Do not think that, okay, musalla away, books away. Yeah, no, open the Quran. Even if it's a page, read a page today. But this month, try and read with understanding. You know, the goal that I set for you and for myself is in this year, if at all possible, read the entire Quran in the translation that you understand. It is for us to now walk the walk of the Quran, to walk under the shadow of the guidance of the Quran. We remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frequently in this month. Let's continue that remembrance at all times. All of these things, the point, my brothers and sisters, right, is that this month of Ramadan was not for the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan was the training. Yeah, it was for us to exert ourselves in it so that it will benefit us throughout the year. And if we can accomplish that, then alhamdulillah, we have gained a tremendous amount from this month, inshaAllah. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allah ilahi ya Allah ilahi ya Allah. Eidun Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day. Eidun Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Eid Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Eid Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Celebrate, let's celebrate.